Naomi Long from the Alliance Party, the Alliance Party leader, of course, joins us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Billy.
The Mother Teresa of Twitter. You'll want to respond to that, no doubt.
No, I won't want to respond to that. I mean, cheap jibes, I think, are below Doug, and I'm disappointed in the way that he has handled this entire episode. If Doug wants to engage in a discussion, either about the Kingsmill massacre and indeed the fact that people have never apologised for what happened there, then I think Doug is an intelligent enough man to be able to have that debate in a constructive way by actually raising the issues at the appropriate time. I think that in what was an extremely tense political atmosphere, particularly following the weekend's events, to have reposted a cartoon which did not do that, it actually drew lines between Kingsmill and Sinn Féin's current negotiating position at Stormont. And I think that that is cheap and petty political point scoring for a politician to share that image. And I think in the particular political climate that we're in at the moment, where people are highly sensitised to the Kingsmill situation.
Yeah. And of course, Doug Beattie does deny that it was political point scoring. What's your main issue with this image and the fact that it was that politicians did share it online?
Well, there are two things. First of all, the image itself is a provocative and a gruesome image. I have no problem with that. Art is often provocative and gruesome. It's there to challenge and to make people think. And I accept entirely that artists should have a degree of artistic freedom, but their role in society is quite separate to that of politicians. Politicians are there to show constructive leadership, and I do not believe that we're not there to be the provocateur. I spend so much time dealing with these kind of crises that arise in politics because politicians seem to think that they're comedians or they're satirists or they're cartoonists or they're provocateurs.
Yes, but
none
to be fair,
things,
though, neither Doug or Christopher Stalford, they didn't create that. They did share it, but they are, you know, to say that they think they are satirists or indeed cartoonists themselves, they've shared this image.
Doug has actually defended it on the basis of artistic freedom. So it's entirely valid for me to point out that Doug is not an artist. So him sharing that image, this is not a gallery talk. Let's be very clear. We all know that the world of Twitter is a brutal place. And we all know how heated debate on Twitter can become. And it wasn't some kind of a theoretical debate about the validity of a piece of art. This is a very pointed political point being made using the deaths of 10 individuals at a time when those individuals are already in distress over being insulted at the weekend. Now, I think that that is wrong. And the fact that a family member, a representative family member of one of those victims, contacted Christopher Stalford and asked him to remove it. Why not remove it when we asked Christopher to do that earlier in the evening?
Just on that point, Naomi, just to be fair as well.
Someone is hurt.
Well, Colin Wharton, who we've spoken to a couple of times this week on this programme, his brother Kenneth was killed in the massacre. He indeed said on Good Morning Ulster this morning that he was not insulted by this illustration.
Yeah.
So it contradicts what you're saying to an extent.
No, it doesn't contradict what I'm saying, because the fact that Colin, and I have huge respect for Colin and what he and his family have been put through over the weekend, and not just over the weekend, but for a very long time. But the fact that it did not offend Colin does not diminish the fact that it did traumatise and offend another victim.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is, setting aside whether those individual victims were upset, there were other victims who said they found it traumatic and tweeted that to those politicians last night.
Okay. Well, look.
And furthermore, Vinny, and this is crucial, I think society has the right to expect more from politicians than this continual race to the bottom. We should not be weaponising some of the worst atrocities in our past to score political points off each other in the future. We may not be able to make the past better. We may not be able to heal the pain, but we do not need to inflict new wounds.
Okay.
Abusing it.
Naomi Long, Doug Beattie and Christopher Stalford have been accused of political point scoring by yourself after retweeting that image. But are you, to an extent, not doing the exact same thing, political point scoring against them?
And what is the alternative, Vinny, to me speaking out and saying that I think that what they are doing is wrong, contacting them and asking them to remove it? The alternative is that we sit back and we allow the abuse of these tragedies that we continue this.
There were many other people criticising them on Twitter. You didn't necessarily have to jump in there as well, Naomi. And some will say take advantage of that opportunity to criticise people from a different party, two different parties.
And if I had not criticised what they did last night, no doubt the story would be that the Alliance Party doesn't mind if unionists abuse victims, but they do mind if nationalists abuse victims. The truth is...
I don't hear any criticism about that towards the SDLP this morning.
Well, as a politician, I am called upon to do what I believe is right.
And they would say they were doing exactly the same thing. Doug Beattie this morning said to me many times he felt that this image and him sharing it was a legitimate political message.
Well, he may feel that, but he removed the image, and I think that's very telling. He also admitted that he removed it because he was contacted and asked to do so. I was contacted by a number of victims last night who said that they had approached both of those political representatives and also others who had shared it. They had contacted them both and asked them to remove it because they were upset by the image. Now, do we really, as politicians, feel that is when we make decisions? Can we not use some judgment before we do things about the hurt that it might cause?
Okay, that's an interesting point, Naomi. Well, what about you? So could you not have picked up the phone and rang Doug or Christopher instead of getting into a public row on Twitter, this long protracted argument? Would it not have been maybe better to try and do that in the background instead of arguing in the open?
I could have done that with Christopher Stalford. I happen to have his number. I couldn't have done it with Doug. I don't have his.
Do they follow you on Twitter?
No, I don't think so.
Well, there's
I couldn't honestly.
But you get my point. Is there not another way to try and do this than doing it in open? Our politicians are often criticised so publicly, and maybe this it will be seen by some as grandstanding on your part.
No, it's not grandstanding for me to take a position on what politicians are doing. We have just spent a weekend dealing with the most obscene behaviour by some of our politicians. In that context, other politicians raising this to score political points against that party, and that's precisely what the cartoon did. Let's not kid ourselves that this was trying to...
And it's what you're doing right now.
Well, no, Vinny, if you could help me finish, let's not pretend the cartoon was doing anything to do with trying to get justice for the King's Mill victims or anything of the sort. It was not about that. And I believe that it is right as a politician for me to hold other politicians to higher standards. If we're simply going to say that as a politician, for you to say that what someone else is doing in terms of denigrating victims, in terms of their approach to this issue of victims, you can't speak on it because then you're also point scoring. That's a nonsense. It's motivation that is the issue. This was a controversial image, recklessly shared by politicians. I believe that that was the wrong thing to do. I contacted them and asked them to remove it. They published it in a public forum. I asked them in a public forum not to do so. And so we're in a situation where we were having that conversation and asking them to, and in fairness, both of them removed it. I just simply cannot understand how you can justify the sharing of the image when you've been told that people have been hurt by it. I just don't understand that. And it seems over the last weekend that people are completely oblivious. Or else completely callous when it comes to how we treat victims with respect and dignity. The timing of this, the political sensitivity of the issue.
Well, then straight away, Naomi, then it takes us back. When you talk about respect and dignity for victims, then many will go, well, look what happened with Barry McIlduff at the weekend. Just because we're a bit pushed for time this morning, Naomi, the IRA, of course, did a lot worse to the men murdered in King's Mills. Now, even though you don't like it, does the cartoon go some way to highlighting what happened then and then contrast with now and the Barry McIlduff incident?
The issue is not the cartoon. I've said that already. How an artist chooses to express themselves is a matter for the artist. An artist will often push the boundaries of decency. They will often push those boundaries to be a provocateur. The question that I am raising is a valid one. What is the role of a politician in our society at this point in time with politics in the mess that it's in? And I do not believe it is as controversialist or it is as provocateur. It should be a showing leadership and respect and actually trying to move our politics on, not inflicting fresh wounds from our past. I think all of us, not just victims, all of us deserve better leadership.